May grace be unto you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear service guests, what comes to my mind from the theme of this year is the hymn, "Remember This Day, O Blessed." He is my help, my treasure, and my peace. This song reminds me of my grandmother and her Listadium. I remember singing her favorite hymn with her. And we continued this until she received her eternal rest in heaven. Services every week bring families together with other families. And summer service is the main happening for the year. Meeting friends and relatives brings joy. Through the sermons, people are fed. These Listadiism brings the church great joy, and it brings forth the best in the church, and we hope it continues in this way in the future. It is important that these people take part in the elections of the church, and it is important that those believers who are gathered here would bring the church into the spiritual life. It means also going to church services Sunday morning. Dear friend, if time goes, if it is too long of a time before you go to church, in between going to church, you become foreign to the church. I wish to say unto you once again that you are always welcome into the state church. In a church, you are offered the body and blood of Christ, power onto your journey. And remember, the pastors in the churches wish to serve you. No matter what awakening you belong to. There's much negative feedback towards the Listadians in the church. I am of different mind. For these spiritual groups brings much needed spirituality into our church. Even the church leadership could also reach towards these revival groups when it is needed. I would hope that such a speech from the shepherd is to build our cooperation. It is important that a Listadian feels well within the church. I never heard what my grandma's spiritual life was, for she died too young. But 312 is that which has been left to me as an inheritance. For this song talks about being in faith. And I'm sure she loved the song, and her faith came as being a Listadian. when I think of the insides of this hymn, you can open your hymn book to hymn 312 and think of the what the song means. For we journey together with Christ. The journey begins on that day when Christ finds a sinner, and this person feels himself to be damned because of his sins. Nevertheless, Christ takes him and carries him unto the destination. Before reaching a destination, a believer lives a life of being tempted and tried. But even then, being tried and tempted, he puts his hope on Christ, who will one day lift him up. For the journey should, our journey towards our destination should happen when we journey with Christ. And in the center of all is Christ. As we need the prayer of Jesus, as it says in the song. It feels that the hymn does not exhort one to repentance, but what's important is Christ and what Christ does. These are in the first verses of this song, that Christ will find a sinner, not so that the sinner finds Christ. Our Savior is that who does all that is needed. He relieves us from our sin. The favorite hymn of my grandma was this hymn 312. And even Luther speaks or teaches much of the same what is in this song. For when Christ was nailed, or Christ had to be nailed, crucified, and resurrected, resurrection had to happen. A sinful person knows he is sinful and believes upon his justification through Christ. One who has a theology of Christ does not try to reach heaven, but he tries to bring heaven down here. And it happens in this way, that a sinful has no comfort, but Christ brings his comfort. A sinful is tried or tempted, and Christ helps. And a sinful is distressed, and Christ brings comfort. In a fifth verse, it says, what type of person a sinful person is. He seeks greatness by begging, and in goodness he is the weakest. Those who sing 512 to you who are the most wretched poor, Christ is the treasure of God, and there are no demands set to own Christ, for Christ can be owned by all who believe upon him and call upon him for help. This is faith. the duty of the church and revival groups is to preach the freedom proclamation. We thought, what is the difference? We have often thought, what is the difference between a wrong and right proclamation? The good is that which follows Christ and only Christ. This guess or this fact, we should put no other types of measurement. If it happens, the proclamation is made wrong and we carry sin. Fruits of the Spirit that Christ brings for the free and gospel of Christ brings unto a believer peace, joy, and happiness in the Holy Spirit. In the third verse in 3:12, it says in this way, leave your emptiness on to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This encourages us to journey. When we have joy and we have the peace of God, then we do good to others without asking how much it costs or who comes to help. Dear friends, may at these summer services the gospel of Christ be heard so brightly as is possible. May it bring unto you joy, peace, and freedom. If this happens, you will return home, being spiritually refreshed. With these thoughts, I greet you, dear summer service guests. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and love of the Father, and partaker of the Holy Spirit, may the Holy Spirit be with you today. Amen.